Sit comfortably, either on the ground or with feet flat on the floor and arms uncrossed. It's helpful to sit as upright as you can to align the spine and therefore the prana channel. Focus your awareness on your solar plexus, the space between your rib cage and your hip bones, and two fingers' width above your belly button. Note first the muscular and nerve level. How does your abdomen feel? Then move your attention further inside to the center of your being. This is both a metaphor and a physical reality. Your mind should not wander or try to make this mean something, but instead act as a reporter. Note how this feels, what you experience, and who you are when you do this. Don't do. Be. Once your awareness turns inward, notice there are flows of akasha, what is often called energy, some coming through your head and some from your feet. These streams meet and merge at your solar plexus, crossing paths, being informed by each other, while at the same time forming you. They carry experience and potential through you and out into the world and the universe. Allow your attention to turn to the flow which is moving upwards. Follow it gently and respectfully upwards towards the top of your head. At the very top of your skull, stop and note there is a barrier, somewhat like a trampoline or a stretchy net. This is what allows us, souls, to experience linear time and embodiment. Allow yourself to follow the akashic flow beyond this barrier. Effortlessly, you will find you're floating in space. You have no fear, no difficulty breathing. It's as if you're floating in a warm lagoon. All around you is dark, but the blackness is rich with purple streaks from nebula and full of stars. Some you can see directly, and others only out of the corner of your eye. As you look around, your eyes are drawn to one specific, rich, and beautiful piece of the sky. It is full of purple and yellow and suns and planets. It's like a tapestry of light, and it feels almost velvety, like you could stroke it with your fingers. Just as you have this thought, you see movement. A ripple in the star field, like a ripple in water. As you look for the source, the movement becomes a flutter, taking on individual shapes. As you look upwards, you realize you are seeing the movement of individual feathers. The feathers are made of the stars, or the stars come from the feathers. As the wings continue to move, you can see the solar system you have been looking at is actually dripping from the wings, as if the feathers have been dipped in the universe. As your eyes follow the wings to where they attach, you see they belong to an angel who is turning to face you. When their head turns to look and your eyes meet, you realize this is you. In this moment, you open your heart even as they reach out to you. Thank you. The harmony is glorious. Let the joy of union fill you. As you separate, you feel within you the ability to gather to you this raw stuff of creation. You feel a gathering and cupping your hands. You see space and stars swirl within them. You are a creator. And the urge to create is within you. The thought becomes the deed, not outside you, but within you. You drop your hands, letting the universe return to its becoming. Knowing you are just one small speck within it as well. Knowing that it is in the interconnection and interdependence of ourselves and the rest of the universe that life is both complete and ever renewed. As your hands drop, you can feel yourself enter back into the flow of Akasha. Now it is moving downwards, moving you gently back into your body. Allow this river of energy to gracefully return your attention to your solar plexus. As you are completely filled by it, not only internally, but also your full energy field, extending inches or even feet past your physical form. Allow yourself to experience the conversation which occurs without words. The wisdom which is imparted without form. The knowledge which is imparted without symbols. Stay in this state as long as you wish, or as long as is possible. It takes physical effort to do this kind of energy work, and so there is a limit to how long you will be able to maintain the connection or your focus. When you're ready, feel your awareness step back from connection. Let there be space between yourself and the energy which is flowing to you. Allow it to recede back towards your head, leaving your normal level of life force still running. At your core, allow your attention to return to your physical form. Note how you are simultaneously energized, grounded, and somewhat depleted. This is normal. You may discover you have insights or inspirations immediately after this process. However, it's more common to experience these like a time release capsule. It takes linear time for the mind to receive all the information which has been imparted and to process it into actionable form. Allow yourself to acclimate to all which you have experienced and received.